Hey friends, it's your intrepid warrior, David Landjuli with fundraisingleadership.org. And I'm here with one of my good friends and partners and colleagues in our endeavors to help nonprofit leaders, Margaret Katz-Kahn. How are you, Margaret?
I'm good. Hey, David. How are you?
Pretty well. I think I'm doing a little better than you are right now.
Well, today I'm doing a little bit better, but had we been on this podcast last week, you could have just introduced me as Eeyore. I'm on with my best
Sure.
friend
Wah,
Eeyore
wah, wah.
here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So before we hit record, Margaret and I were discussing dealing with no's and dealing with the disappointment of putting in a lot of effort and coming up empty-handed.
Yeah.
So
And we felt like we wanted to talk about this topic because so many of the people in our community do some form of sales, right? Whether it's fundraising or a different form of sales where you're out there and sometimes the answer is no. And kind of like when you flip a coin, it's never 50-50, or I mean it's always 50-50 just because you've had a whole long string of no's, you might feel like you're due for a yes, but I don't think that that's the way that statistics and probability always work. And
yeah,
when
and it seems like it's more like 1 in 10 for us. Maybe in the fundraising world, you do so much, and I remember, when I was doing major gifts, there's so much sifting and sorting that by the time you get to an ask, you get a much higher yes rate, but you've gotten a bunch of no's along the way, except you're not counting that because you didn't make an official ask, right? You kind of know, like, this is not a good prospect. So you've already taken them out of the equation. So they don't, yeah. So maybe it's more like 1 in 100 or whatever your numbers are, right? Whatever your, we all know our numbers. And sometimes every time you start a conversation, whatever your probability rate is, it resets to whatever the rate is. So like when we're talking about hurricanes here in Southwest Florida, well, we just started a new hurricane season. It's 1 in 100 chance that I'm gonna get hit this year, even though I've had gotten hit twice in 5 years. No, that's not how it works.
Right. It's a reset every time. And I think this is a great conversation because all of us, whether you are in fundraising or sales or starting a business, you get no's. And sometimes they don't even come from your potential clients. Sometimes they come from your family. And so we just wanted to dive a little bit into just the perspectives, the choices that you have when you start to feel demoralized by collecting nose.
Yeah, collecting no's. One of my former bosses, when I was actually doing sales, used to say, he can say, "I love no's. No's are a stairway to yes."
Well, there you go. There's a
No's,
good attitude. Do you, I
yeah,
don't
no's
know
a
about
good thing.
you, but I'm not always able to muster that, you know?
I am not either.
Yeah. Last
It's
week I
one thing
had
to.
an Eeyore week where I was really struggling to find a different perspective than this sucks. This totally sucks. That was my perspective.
Well, that's the thing about perspectives. Like when we actually coach this, and maybe we'll do some coaching here, I don't know, but when we work with clients who are in a perspective around something, like you named it, Margaret, you called it the Eeyore perspective. Everyone kind of knows what that is, right? You gotta let the client sit in that perspective for a while,
Yeah.
which is counterintuitive. Like you would think as a coach, you would want to like just bring them right out.
Yeah, that's true. And I think when we think of coach, like from the sports paradigm, you know, if you take a losing team into the locker room at halftime. Yeah, it's your job to talk them into a different perspective. Like, not one more minute are we sitting in that loser perspective. But in real life, and with the ways that nervous systems in humans work, there is something important about just feeling your feels sometimes before you look for something new.
Say, having been in in high school in a football locker room at halftime during games, in hindsight, had the coach been trained as we are trained as coaches, or had I been the coach, I might have said something like, "So guys, how does it feel right now to be down by 10 points?" And really let them sit in it for a moment.
What do you
You
think
know?
happens? What do you think would have happened to you as a student athlete to be
Well,
asked to
first of
sit
all, that
with the yuck?
it would have sucked, right? You would have hated it, which is exactly what you want the client to do. You want to really feel what it feels like to be down by 10, you know, and but really, instead of just like saying, "Here's what we're going to do," which is like how most coaches, you know, get on the chalkboard, you know, we're gonna talk it out. You know, or you got the "you guys are fucking assholes" kind of speech. That doesn't help either. But just sit in it for a minute, like, man, this sucks, you know.
And I think, kind of what you're talking about, it's so at the root of this idea of coaching people with perspectives, because we can't always, in fact, we often can't control what other people will do, what they're going to say, whether it's going to be a yes or a no. All that we can work on is choosing how we want to respond. And the idea of choosing, it's important to be really clear about the perspective you're choosing to be in when you feel like Eeyore.
So your topic from last week was you're getting a lot of no's, right? Or what is the topic? What's the topic?
It just felt a little bit, as we all try to find clients and new teams to work with, because that's a constant thing, right? Working that pipeline as an entrepreneur. I just was feeling like I was in a black hole. I'd put out things on social media and I wasn't getting the response that I would hope. Sometimes, not one thing, not one like, not nothing. And then I had a couple of sales conversations that didn't that that didn't result in anything. And yeah, I was just feeling super defeated.
So, is the topic business development?
Like fundraising development?
No, business
Oh,
development. Like,
business
was,
development. Yes,
yeah,
it was a
business.
business
Okay.
development
All
issue
right. So, your
last week. But it
topic
was
is business.
also, I felt like Eeyore, and I knew I felt like Eeyore, and I couldn't quite, find what I needed to turn it around.
So, I have permission to coach you a little bit here, right?
Always.
All right. So,
Always. There's my Eeyore voice. Always.
you might still be standing a little bit in. So the way you were seeing it was like you named it. It's like kind of like Eeyore, right? That was the way you were seeing the situation. Like, "Oh, why always me?"
Yeah, I'm never gonna get a break. Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong
Yeah.
with me? Why don't people love me more? Yeah, it
Right.
was a little bit
It was
of
a bit
that.
of, it's a bit victim, right? It was a bit of victim in there, right?
Yes.
What else was in there for you?
Well, I think the conditioning in my mind, that voice that comes up, it's, I guess probably it's a version of the judge that starts saying, maybe you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. Maybe you're not cut out for this. It's that kind of judgment.
Well, I was hearing like a little different perspective on it. Like, that's a bit, or is that part of your, would you call it a different perspective?
They dance together. I'm not sure it's the same voice, but I think when I get that Eeyore affect, then I'm vulnerable to all of that harsh judge
Yeah, it might be a part of it. Yeah, it's the in some of the other work. This is just for the audience. Our in our positive intelligence coaching work that Margaret and I do, we have all these ways we sabotage ourselves, and we name these things like victim and judge, and they collude with each other in creating a perspective on the situation. So you're kind of judging yourself. You're judging the situation, and the way you're seeing it is a bit victim-y. That's kind of like it's all in there.
Yeah, it is. And then,
All right.
and then nothing in your life is off limits. Some of you know that I had a knee surgery a couple months ago, and I'm trying to still come back from that. But, for months before that, I didn't do a lot of exercise. And so, then there's like, I can't, the work is hard, and I have no fitness. And I like, and then like, is there anything else in my life that like it just becomes this giant pile on, or it can.
Pile on. It can. So where are you with it? This week, today, right now.
I'm feeling a lot better, and I did have a sort of a turnaround moment yesterday.
Okay.
That was a good moment, which is after 7 months of not being able to go to yoga, I finally got cleared and I went to a hot class, and I couldn't do about 60% of it. There's
When I go back to Eeyore, sorry.
no, but it didn't matter. I think that was the point. It was like
Okay.
that I had gone from no yoga, and there I was in yoga, and it didn't matter like what I was or wasn't able to do. It just felt like climbing out of the hole, like here I am. I'm taking a step back towards something that I care about and that I'm committed to. And it felt.
Before we got on the call today, just to bring it back to the business development, of course, the topic in coaching is always you, Margaret, the client. But we came in where you were talking about business development, and it also you were sort of stuck in this perspective in other areas of your life too. And this is what can happen when you get stuck, in a way of seeing things. But now something shifted already. So and you had this aha moment in yoga, and you had, I know, before we got on the call today, you said you had a good enrollment conversation with a prospective coaching client. So what would you name this sort of new perspective, the way you're looking at business development in your life in general? What would you call it now?
Yeah, there's something that feels, if life is a little bit like one of those sine curves, where you go up and you go down, like it felt like I'm not at the bottom anymore, like there's so momentum, hope. I don't feel a huge amount of triumph yet, but it feels possible. So possibility, those are all things that feel that are different perspectives for me.
Well, it's coming up for me when you were saying, I had this image of you climbing out of quicksand.
Yeah, that is what it felt like. Yeah, a little
Right.
bit. Yeah. And just being back again, that yoga class, and it's hot yoga. So, I'm sweaty, and it's a, but it was like, oh, thank God, thank God I'm here again.
Yeah. So what it sounds like maybe we could just call this hopeful, like this is more hopeful.
Yeah. And but the perspective, it's like just a choice to believe like I'm done with my bottom time.
Well, that is the choice. So, from this place of how do you who do you want to be? And what do you want to do around business development?
Just I guess keep at it.
Got it.
Keep believing. I mean, part of the perspective is trusting, I help people do what they want to do.
Got
And
it. That would be like doing.
but I'm good at it. I mean, but it's trusting energetically, like I'm going to keep at it because I know that I offer value to the organizations and the people that I work with. I know this. As do you.
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying to get at the being part, like, because the doing will flow from that. So maybe it's a way of trusting that there is a way that's less of a doing than a being, I think.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, and it's just right. It's just trusting, like the waves come in, and I'm gonna be on a wave up. That's the trusting.
Love that. So, is there something like a we call this in coaching, like a talisman or something that will help you, a structure that will help you remember that you're surfing the upside of the wave?
Yeah, well, David, I already have it tattooed on me, right? I just forget to look at it sometimes. And for those of you
I know. Go
who
ahead, tell them
haven't
what's
seen, I literally have a tattoo on my arm that says trust everything.
just everything. But I'm gonna challenge you,
Okay.
because that's what coaches do. I'm gonna challenge you to go for something else, because that's very familiar and it is very easy. It's actually on your forearm and it's so easy to overlook something like that. I want you to think about something new, something else that at least as you're riding this wave out, you can always have your tattoo, but something else maybe that you could use as a structure to remind you to keep believing and trusting.
Yeah, there's something about that motion of waves that feels important. So I'm wondering about maybe a photo, or I could set my screensaver, take my kids off there for a little while and set my screensaver as some waves.
All right, will you do that?
I would be happy to. Yes, I will do that, David.
Okay. So, when are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it when we get off this call. Yeah,
All right.
when we're finished recording, I will do that.
Will you send me, because I know you're very skillful with your phone, will you send me a photo of your screensaver so I can see it?
I'll send you a photo. I'll send you a before and after. How about that?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you. All right. Well, that's a little bit of what we would call, formally we would call that some balance coaching in our coaching model. It's a way of shifting perspectives. Maybe you could share a little bit about what that felt like, Margaret.
Yeah, and I think often when we work with clients, if David and I had had this conversation last week, I think the coaching would have felt really different because I know David is a really great coach and he would have helped me find a perspective. And as it happens, by today, I've already found a different perspective a little bit on my own. And so David's just helping me to sort of strengthen and deepen and remember how to grab onto that. But either way, the coaching is it's a good thing. It's a life raft.
Is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it can be like that. Sometimes, I've worked with clients in the past where they are stuck in Eeyore. Like they'll come in 2 weeks and they'll still be in Eeyore. Part of working with a coach, like Margaret or me, is that you start to learn how to coach yourself out of Eeyore.
Right. Yeah.
Right? It takes a little skill to do what we just demonstrated here. And so if you work with one of us, you will become more skillful at sort of identifying when you're stuck in a perspective. And you could, if you feel like if you are stuck in a perspective right now and you want some coaching around that, please reach out to one of us and Michelle and engage us and we'd love to help you and work with you. And
Yours are welcome.
all ERs are welcome. And we won't let you sit in the ER too long, but we will let you wallow in it a while just so you really get to feel what that's like. Because unless you sit in the ER, you're not going to want to get out of it. You got to really sit with it a while,
Yeah.
and really like notice, like, oh yeah, this is icky.
Right. And that's what helps you remember to look for a new perspective.
Exactly. So, anyway, for those of you who are listening to this and you feel stuck around something, you've got a tool now which you can use to just help you shift. You literally can shift from from Eeyore to hopeful. I mean, that's a possibility. You saw it right here now. And if you'd like a little help with it, then just reach out to one of us here at fundraisingleadership.org.
Sounds good. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, we'll put a link in the show notes where you can reach us. And maybe if I can find something around perspective shifting, I'll link to that as well. All right, guys. That's it for now. From your friends at Fundraising Leadership, take care till next time.